June 2014.
Islamist militants have seized control of Baghdad,
Syria.
Radical
here,
militant movement with black flags emerges in the lands of ancient Babylon. They are widely known for their videos of beheadings, both soldiers and civilians, journalists and aid workers, and the destruction of cultural heritage sites. Thousands of people have been killed, and millions have been displaced at the hands of these gun-wielding occupiers of Iraq and Syria. We are facing a disaster today, the epidemic of Takfiriism. These groups have been referred to as Takfiris by numerous Islamic scholars because they label all that disagree with their views as kafirs and infidels. They start to call themselves the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. Word Takfiri is frequently used in reference to them, a terrorist organization, according to the United Nations and many other individual countries. The United Nations holds ISIL responsible for vast human rights abuses and horrendous war crimes. Amnesty International has charged the group with ethnic cleansing on a historic scale. Takfirism stands for sole leadership of a minority imposter group of Muslims with their intolerant religious stance against all non-believers. It idealizes a Wahhabi rule over the greater Middle East and believes in fighting all those that stand in the way of establishing an Islamic caliphate. As a caliphate, it claims religious, military, and political authority over all Muslims and non-Muslims worldwide. It calls upon its adherents to take part in a global jihad to abandon existing Muslim societies and settle in isolated communities in order to fight infidels globally. It claims that the Muslim Ummah has been weakened by deviation in the practice of Islam. Now, you know who they are and what they are up to. But have you ever wondered where this Takfiriism came from? How far does the rabbit hole go, and where will it lead us?